Heavenly Father, we thank you that we come to worship such a God and in Jesus such a Saviour. Would you deepen our understanding, and would you speak to us and encourage us? And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. How marvelous to see you. So very good to see you. Welcome, Sir Margaret Lothbury. The last time I looked around, there was no one here. Well, there were three people here, actually. So it is wonderful that more people arrived. It's always a relief when you're the vicar, when people turn up. So welcome, and thank you to Chris and the band for leading us in worship. We'll be back to you in a few minutes' time. May I just read to you a few verses from Matthew, chapter 8. Of course, whenever I put it that way, I'm always slightly nervous that someone might just say, no, actually. So far, everyone's treated it as a rhetorical question, which I think is what it's aimed to be. But nevertheless, I do listen to what you say. Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 23 on page 920. Then Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. He replied, you have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. It's impossible not to feel a certain amount of sympathy for those disciples we've just read about. Probably none of us have been in exactly that situation, but we can understand some of the emotions they must have felt when they were in it. They must have felt basically panic. That above everything else, that everything was out of control. They must have felt uncertain about how or if they were going to get through this, about what the future was going to look like, if there was one. And on top of that, the icing on the cake, Jesus seemed totally oblivious to what they were going through. In the other Gospels, the disciples are quoted as saying to him, don't you care if we drown? Of course, in more relaxed moments, they knew that he did care, but it wasn't how they felt at that particular moment. And in this extract, we're helped 2,000 years later to respond to those situations where what we believe as Christians and how we feel at particular moments are totally different. Those moments when our trust in the Lord Jesus is eaten away at by the circumstances that we're going through. Of course, the previous week or two had been great for Jesus and his disciples. Massive crowds had gathered to listen to whatever Jesus was saying. A lot of people had been publicly healed, and there had been this open confrontation with the Jewish religious leader, and Jesus had come out of that one very well indeed. But it had left him and them totally exhausted. So they decided quite naturally to go somewhere where there was more space, where they could get some peace. And it all seemed a really good idea till the storm described in verse 24 had blown up quite without warning. And what a storm. It must have been absolutely terrifying out there on that lake in that comparatively small boat. Particularly for those who'd never been to sea before. They weren't used to being away from land. But everything changed when Jesus woke up. We read he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. It's no wonder, is it, that we read of the disciples asking each other, what kind of man this is? Even the winds and waves obey him. Up until then, they'd clearly regarded him as the leader of their group. They knew he was a healer and a teacher. But of course, they'd have come across healers and teachers before. It was easy to accept that type of thing. But authority over the natural elements was something completely different. The only other time they'd have heard of it happening would have been centuries before, when the Red Sea had been split in two so that the people of Israel could go over it and escape from the Egyptians. Same thing happened later at the River Jordan, when the waters had parted so that his people could go into the land that he'd promised with them. They knew, as good Jews, who was behind those miracles. And that night, they must have begun to ask themselves some surprising questions about who this Jesus really was. Of course, with the benefit of hindsight, we can see all of this. But doing so pushes us a bit as followers of Jesus Christ. It makes us think how when we worship in church, as we've just done so, we acknowledge who Jesus is, we acknowledge his authority without a second thought very often. But sometimes find it difficult away from church to act as if we were still as confident as we were when we were gathered with other believers. Do we actually treat him, when the pressure is on, as if he's got authority over not only every aspect of our lives, but of the whole world and created order? Do we doubt, as they did sometimes, that he can or will do something about our situations? Have we been honest with him about whether there's something we desperately need help with at the moment, that we're really worried about? When we think of it, how confidently and how expectantly are we praying if there is something like that? Doing a sermon like this really makes you examine what you really believe and how confident you are in Jesus. I may be the only one who asks those kind of questions.